Hello, this is Yoki Endo, Prime Dharma Talk, to develop your fortune. I think I have talked about this subject at once. It is about the feeling of the importance, self-importance. I tell you the honest that I grew up with a feeling of not important. My self-importance feeling was really, really low. And I think it is one of the cause or main cause that why I treated myself very destructively when I was in teenager. I was totally self-destruction life I spent. And plus, I was so sad. My life was full of sadness. Sometimes my tears dropped off all day long. I was playing in a rock band, and one day I experienced that the whole world was light, full of light. So I put all my concentration of my heart to the performing, and I experienced the world of full of light. I experienced for a few minutes, for maybe two times, and after that, I don't know why, but just one sentence came up. Was it something like enlightenment? Until that time, I was just a self-destructive teenager. I never thought about such things. Spiritual or religion, and it was totally nothing to do with me. Since then, I started to look for how to find peace in my heart. And all the time looking for the peace in my heart, and one day I noticed that when I be in the nature, I find some kind of the peace. And then, I don't know why, but the idea came up that if I be unified with the nature, I would find the peace in my heart. And I started to meditate, started to look for, I can experience peace. Well, to make it short, after that, I had a chance to practice the Nembutsu mantra chanting. One is to rescue the spirit that who were following me since I was childhood. So many spirits needed to be rescued. And disappears the negative spirit. And after them to be gone to the heavenly state or purified, I find myself deep peace. And I found myself that to sleep peacefully for some in my life. Plus, I was treated very warmly as I am the important person of the Sangha there. And it totally changed my life. And after 3 years of practice, concentrated practice in that style of Nembutsu mantra chanting, I experienced the unification receiving from the great spirit of the universe, and which I was so surprised that the great spirit of the universe, Amida Buddha, really existed. As a great love, the full of universe, at the same time, it's all the time with me and in front of me, and taking care of me. And since then, my mission of my life became how I can share, how I can transmit this sensation of the existence to the people, especially who are living sadly in life, who are suffering in life as I was. Therefore, what I want to say is that even you are in the middle of the sadness, you are so much being taken care of. The great spirit of the universe, what I experienced was Amida Buddha, we could be God, but all the time waiting for you to be ready to receive the unification and to be embraced, to be fully embraced and unified with great love. And this great love that you start to spread out to the whole universe and let it, the joy of your internal, deep inside of your existence, that the joy, full of joy, to let it springs out from you and to let it transfer to the whole universe. So I would say to the person, whoever especially find themselves in the difficulties in life and experiencing the sadness, maybe it's from the non-important, importantless feeling, non-value feeling, non-self-value feeling. You are full of valuable existence that you have everything inside of yourself, the great spirit of the universe, and you just need to let it open by receiving the unification of the great spirit of the universe. By the prayers and mantra chanting to rescue all the spirit you are with you. Purify all the negative spirit. Try to dispel you. Try to make you down. Try to make you feel that you are not important. And discover your new existence as a spirit. Reverse your spirit. It is possible. And you can even share with other people, other person. You can even encourage other person to be awakened, to let them realize how important they are in the universe, for the Buddha or God, Thank you.